Joining us now are our national political correspondent, Mara Liasson, and guest political observer, E.J. Dionne of The Washington Post. Welcome once again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mara, what impresses you about the results so far?
Well, what impresses me is we don't have a clean sweep by John Kerry, that we get a candidate, John Edwards, who gets to live to fight another day. We don't know what's going to happen in Oklahoma yet. Maybe that's true of Clark, too.
We should say right now, the way we see it, with 45% of the precincts reported, at this point, Edwards and Clark are very close, neck and neck. Edwards leading 30% for Clark and 25% for John Kerry. So
right.
It could very well be an Edwards win. We don't know.
Right. And if it is a Clark win, he'll say he gets a mandate to live another day. And, of course, you have Terry McAuliffe saying, if you haven't won a state by February 3rd, you really got to think about dropping out. Well, Lieberman did. But it doesn't look like this field has been winnowed much more than that yet. The interesting thing, you know, we were just talking about Dean. You heard Wendy talking about Dean. It's interesting what's happened to his campaign. Iraq is now a metaphor for him. It's not about the substance of the anti-war issue. It's a metaphor for I stood up for this when nobody else did. It's the courage of my convictions. He's also really back to where he started. A lot of this campaign is about back to the future. John Kerry, the once and future front runner. Howard Dean is now the insider. He's the outsider. He's not talking about his endorsements anymore or inevitability. He's talking about I'm the only one who's from outside of Washington. I don't take special interest money. Everybody else is in bed with lobbyists, although he does have a small group of Washington lobbyists who do meet every week and support his campaign. And I mean, he's not completely free of ties to this. But he is back to his roots as an insurgent candidate.
E.J. Dionne, does that work? Does it work for Howard Dean to campaign as the outsider populist who's against all these two Washington senators and perhaps a retired general as well?
I suppose a lot of it depends on whether he can keep raising enough money on the internet to keep the game going. But I think, as Mara mentioned, one of the problems is Democrats in these primaries are not voting on Iraq. Mm-hmm. Democrats care much more about domestic issues. Indeed, I think one of the reasons Democrats didn't like the war in Iraq is because they wanted the country to focus on some of these domestic problems. So that's getting it to be an even bigger problem for Dean.
We should point out that tonight with Senator Lieberman withdrawing and previously with Dick Gephardt withdrawing, the essential support of the whatever position amounted to support of the war in Iraq, or those who supported more so than others, they've been eliminated.
Well, this isn't about Democrats supporting the war. In all the exit polls all year, most of the Democratic primary voters oppose the war in Iraq, would give Dean hope. They're just not voting on the Iraq issue. I think in Lieberman's case, you know, the good Joe, who is well-liked, warm person, this was not a great year to be nice, especially if nice is associated in any way as being soft on President Bush. John Edwards presents a kind of sunniness, but it's a sunniness laced with intense attacks on President Bush and his attitudes toward working people and the poor.
You know, the other thing that's interesting about this, I mean, we keep on searching for issues and what issues drove these voters. And I mean, I think this campaign is not about issues. Mm-hmm. You see the people who win these primaries get support from across the board. You don't see the electorate really dividing up that clearly. I mean, sure, you can say that Edwards gets more downscale voters in some ways than Kerry. But whoever the voter seems to like or think is the most electable, they think that they're the best on healthcare, jobs, and the economy. In other words, it doesn't seem like this race is about the direction of the Democratic Party, although I agree with EJ. Certainly the pro-war candidates seem to have been eliminated. But I don't think that this has shaped up to be some fundamental debate about which direction the party should go. These Democrats want somebody who's going to beat Bush in the fall, and they're trying to figure out who can best do that.
Very quickly, EJ, might we see a return of the argument over how to undo the Bush tax cut, which Democrats have differed on, when Howard Dean gets back into this over the weekend, say? Could that return as an issue or
I don't think it would return unless Howard Dean returned as a serious alternative, say, in the New York or California primaries, because essentially Clark, Kerry, and Edwards are not all that far apart on the issues, which is one reason why this is not primarily a big debate about issues. Though Edwards seems to be getting a conservative vote to the extent that it exists, there is a kind of ideological divide among voters.
E.J. Dionne and Mara Liasson, thanks both.
And we'll recap the results from tonight's primaries and caucuses. John Kerry showing wins in Missouri, Delaware, and North Dakota. John Edwards winning in South Carolina, a very close race in Oklahoma, with John Edwards leading General Wesley Clark by just a point at this point, with about half of the precincts reporting. And what have I left out? We are still waiting for results from New Mexico and Arizona. We have John Kerry winning in Arizona as well.
And doing well in the North Dakota caucuses. This is NPR, National Public Radio.